It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to sources, the Super Bowl 53 halftime act has been selected, and it's Maroon 5. Another source said the offer has been extended, and they've pretty much accepted. The band themselves have not confirmed the news. Adam Levine did mention in an interview that he'd love to play the big game. Back in 2015, he told Howard Stern, "We very actively want to play the Super Bowl." While no names have been confirmed, Cardi B and Travis Scott are on the shortlist to join Maroon 5. The NFL released a statement. It's a Super Bowl tradition to speculate about the performers for the Pepsi halftime show. We are continuing to work with Pepsi on our plans, but do not have any announcements to make on what will be another epic show. Maroon 5 is going to be an indie tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
That would make sense, too. You bring up Cardi B.
Cardi B would make sense. She's a massive household name now. But Travis Scott, like, one in every 25 Americans probably know that name. No, I mean, he's not familiar at all, so I can't imagine him being there.
But I could see Maroon 5, Alex, coming in being part of halftime with Cardi B coming out for a song.
Oh, 100%.
That makes sense.
Well, and she's in Girls Like You, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So that would make sense. But I don't think Travis Scott is correct because they only pick people that are 100% familiar with Americans, and there's just no way. Samantha Ronson slammed Eminem for his diss track Killshot and thinks it's absolute trash.
I just think it's misogynistic and homophobic, and I think he's just so much smarter than that. He's proven he's smarter than that. It just seems like some real, like, lazy writing.
NBC has picked up the Kelly Clarkson show, which Clarkson's going to host. She's the host. She and her hubby, Brandon Blackstock, will actually serve as the executive producers, though. The pickup for the show for fall of 2019 by NBC stations gives it a presence in markets covering nearly 30% of all U.S. households. Clarkson, who's also a coach on NBC reality show The Voice, teased the news Tuesday night on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. She made a reference to her upcoming talk show, and that's when Jimmy Fallon said, "This is a big announcement. It's not been announced yet, but you're getting your own talk show." And she said, "Well, it's been leaked." She also said it's daytime. We're going to be right on before Ellen. She said that her touring band will be her house band on the show.
Oh, that's cool. And I think that's a show I'd like to at least check out and see.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
She's a really sweet girl. And speaking of Jimmy Fallon, he said that he was too emotional to get any words out while proposing to his wife recently.
So I did it at the summer home our parents have on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's nice.
And I went out to the dock and I said, "Don't cry. Don't cry. What you do is let her cry first. Don't," because I'm pretty much a guy, but I'm like, it's such a big deal and it's overthought in my head and I just wanted to be perfect. And I go, "Don't cry. Let her cry first." I go, "Honey." And then I got down on one knee and I immediately like, "One, two, three, one, two, three, four, one, two." And she's like, "Are you having a stroke?" You know, like half my face is, I'm smelling burnt toast. And I go, "Oh God." It's like, "When two people love each other." And she's like, "Oh my goodness." So just stop. Yes, yes, yes.
I thought that was so cute.
That's, I think, every guy. They're tough, but when you do that or see your bride as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so hard.
Noah Cyrus's Good Cry EP is just days away from release. And to go along with her album theme, she's actually selling a bottle of her own tears. She teamed up with Pizza Slime for a line of clothing and accessories.
Ooh.
The bottle, Pizza Slime. The bottle is called Noah Tears. And according to the description, there are approximately 12 tears made by Cyrus as a result of sadness. The description even says human digestion of these tears is not suggested because tears are generally pretty salty. And that would just be super effing weird if you drank someone else's tears.
I would sprinkle it into a soup or a chili for spice.
Right? The limited merch line is only available for 48 hours. So if you want that, be looking out for that because that's coming up in the next couple days.